Game of Thrones, Coffee Cup, and other TV and film bloopers. Game of Thrones actress Emilia Clarke has revealed who was responsible for the show's infamous coffee cup scene. In one episode of the 8th season, eagle-eyed viewers spotted a coffee cup on the table in the Great Hall as Mother of Dragon Daenerys Targaryen sat more appropriately with goblet in hand. Now, Clarke has revealed her co-worker, Conley Teal, who portrayed Master of Spice Lord Varys, admitted to being responsible for the error during a pre-award show party in September. We had a party before the Emmys recently, and Conleth, who plays Varys, who's sitting next to me in that scene, he pulls me aside and he's like, "Emilia, I have got to tell you something, love. The coffee cup was mine," Clarke recounted to U.S. talk show host Jimmy Fallon. "It was his. It was Colin's coffee cup. He says so. He said, 'I think it was. I am sorry, darling. I didn't want to say anything because it seemed the heat was very much on you.' I was like, 'What? What?' The cup was originally identified as being from Starbucks, but later confirmed to be from a local coffee shop in Barbridge, Northern Ireland, where much of the Game of Thrones was filmed. HBO has since removed the cup from reruns of the 4th episode of the final season. The show's producers admit the errors at the time in a humorous tweet posted after the broadcast. The hazelnut latte of Winterfell is the most recent high-profile example of a modern item making its way to a different time and place. It is certainly not the first. Gladius gas cylinder. Ridley Scott's Roman epic, fronted by a vengeful Best Actor-winning Russell Crowe, dominated a worst season, but it has since also found blooper fame. During a battle in the Colosseum, a horse-drawn chariot flips over into its side, revealing a gas cylinder. A quite remarkable technological feat given that the movie is set in 180 AD and stainless steel gas cylinder weren't invented until the 1800s. Braveheart's for Mondeo. The sight of U.S. actor Mel Gibson playing Scottish independence hero William Wallace raised more than a few eyebrows at the time of the film's release. But that was not as surprising as the appearance of for Mondeo in a horseback battle against English invaders. Talk about horse powers. Downton Abbey's plastic bottle. Producers of the period drama were left to red-faced after a modern plastic bottle appeared in a promotional photo for a forthcoming series in 2014. Perched on a mantelpiece behind Hugh Bonneville and Laura Carmichael, her bottle was spotted by Eagle Eye fans when the image was posted on Instagram. Plastic bottles were not in wide use in the UK until 1960s, 36 years after the series of Downton took place. Although later deleted from Instagram and the ITV press site, the internet never forgets, no matter what the year. Indiana Jones' faulty geography. Steven Spielberg might be the visionary behind some of the best loved films of the last 40 years, but it seems he wouldn't be much help in the geography test. His Indiana Jones series, starring Harrison Ford, includes glaring map reading errors. Its opening installment, Raiders of the Lost Ark, set in 1936, sees a plane fly over a map that includes Thailand and Jordan. But there's a problem. Thailand was called Siam until 1939, while Jordan was known as Transjordan until 1949. And Spartanburg's cartography did not improve before 2008's fourth installment, Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, which shows a plane flying over Basel in 1957, at which time it was still known as British Honduras. Back to the Futuristic Guitar. The inclusion of anarchism in Back to the Future, a film about time travel, feels as head-spinning as does fitting. Its opening installment sees era-hopping 1980s teen Marty McFly, playing by Michael J. Fox, travel back to 1955, ultimately failing on a guitarist's parents' high school dance. McFly shakes the crowd by playing power chords during a performance at Chuck Berry's Johnny Be Good. I guess you guys aren't ready for that yet, he tells the bewildered teens. But your kids are gonna love it. Prophetic words that the guitar McFly is using a Gibson ES-345, which was not introduced until 1958.